Hello, I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next few minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God, and let's go the distance in Christ.
I'll go the distance. I will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize. In Christ Jesus, I'll go the distance.
As we read the Christmas story, there is always one guy that seems to get a lot of abuse. You guessed it, the innkeeper. The Bible says that Mary gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there's no room available in the inn. The innkeeper wouldn't let them in. But who's going to turn away a pregnant teenage girl and not give her a bed to sleep in? We have to ask if he had known that she was carrying the Son of God. If he had known that the divinity was in her womb, would he allowed her to have a spot that night? Do you think it would have made a difference? I have to say, I don't think so. I have to believe that there's a good chance that Mary and Joseph would have still have been turned away. You say, well, how can you make such a statement? Well, have you ever known somebody that knew or at least suspected that God's Son was knocking at the door of their heart, was dealing with them, but they shut their mind, they shut their heart, they turned away? Have you ever known somebody like that? Maybe that's you today. I've known a lot of people like that. If they didn't know it was God, they at least suspected that it was God dealing with them. Everybody listening today is capable of shutting their hearts to Jesus. We're able to, just right now, in this season, push him away and say there's no room for Jesus. The scriptures say in Revelation chapter 3, "Look, I stand at the door and knock. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to you." This is Chris Gray encouraging you to go the distance.